back to Staccato. We have kind of a belated guest. So Talia is on, and she was actually here like 3 days ago visiting me in Phoenix. And Avantika is silly because she texted me. She's like, is Talia still here? And I was like, yes, why? And she's like, just curious. And then later, she's like, Talia would have been a great guest on the podcast. I'm like, is that not why you texted me before? She's like, well, I texted you and then I forgot that that's what I was texting you for. I was like, I texted you back right away. Like, how did you forget?
Okay, that's my side of the story. All of that is accurate, yes. But when Acacia said, oh, why did you ask? She phrased it like, oh, is everything okay? Which made it sound really big. I was like, oh, yeah, don't worry. Everything's totally fine. Like, I thought she thought I had to talk to her or something, or I had to tell her something. And so she diverted my mind. I was like, oh, no, everything's fine. Like, enjoy your time with her. We're all good. And then afterwards, we were talking about it. I was like, oh, yeah, that is why I texted. But so I'm silly. Glad we have you on now. It's nice to, I feel like we've met. Have we, or have I just
last year? Stories? Maybe
I don't know if we have. I've heard a lot about you, but
oh, okay, maybe that's why, because I've heard a lot about you too. It feels like, yeah. I've already met you.
Maybe last year, I don't know, because we did things briefly in Tempe last year. We spent more time this year since I'm living in Tempe.
Yeah, maybe briefly, but
yeah, maybe. I feel like it could have been like in passing or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. Thank you for being on, Talia. Long overdue. I don't know why it took so long for us to think of this, but now you're here. And we have your trip to talk about, so that's that's very good. So Talia is Canadian, first of all. From up north, neighbor from up north, from BC, which is the state that's right on the above us. Like, if you go straight up from Arizona, that's the province, I guess, not state. Province. She's living in Victoria, which is across from Vancouver on Vancouver Island. So I went and visited Victoria 2 years ago. And then this past year, I went to Vancouver because she has family in Vancouver and I wanted to see something new. So yeah, that was good. But yeah, Talia, if you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, what you're doing in life, how we met, whatever, and then we can talk about your trip, your visit.
Yeah, well, I'm Talia, if you haven't gotten that. right now I'm in Victoria and I'm going to the University of Victoria studying biology with a minor in environmental studies. Acacia and I met on like our study abroad in Italy, which continues to baffle customs agents to this day.
Oh yeah, they always question you and they're like, what?
Yeah, they're like, how do you know them? And you're like, Italy? It's pretty funny.
I had someone ask me at the border the first time I went, how do you know a Canadian? I'm like, as if they're not around.
Right? We see them quite often. It's not that far away.
Especially like a lot of snowbirds are also Canadian. So like we actually have a decent amount in Arizona.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we saw an Alberta license plate when I was down there.
We did. That was crazy. Well, we were driving up to Flagstaff, which we will talk about. But you got to tell the story of how we met, like actually met.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even think
it's
I
a story
this,
for the ages.
I don't remember it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
For sure.
So we'd seen each other around a lot because the whole group of us during the study abroad was kind of interconnected and we were always hanging out. But the first time that Acacia and I introduced ourselves to each other was on this day trip that we were doing, and they didn't tell us that we were going to the beach, so we did not bring a bathing suit, so we had to buy one last minute. And Acacia and I were in the same store, and the line for the change rooms was so long. So Acacia looks at me and she goes, do you want to just share one because it'll go faster? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then
we hadn't talked to each other ever. Didn't know each other's
name. We had seen each other. We maybe exchanged a few words here and there, but I thought her name was Joanne. Like I had her confused with a different person. Like we did not know each other at all.
Yeah, no, I just knew you were one of the Americans and that's pretty much it. So as we're like halfway through changing into bathing suits, it was like, oh, by the way, I'm Talia.
Yeah. Really just breaking down the barriers really quick, right. Just getting naked right
just
away.
Jumping into the deep end first, you know? Love it.
Yeah.
That's really funny. And so after that, it was like instant connection, or you guys did talk for a
Kind of.
while?
We like didn't even see each other at the beach. Like we went, we bought our swimsuits, went our separate ways, and then later it was, oh, you know when it really kind of started to happen was on a day trip, a different day trip to a vineyard. We went to like this underground city and a vineyard, and we kind of started talking on that trip and day, and then we went out to dinner that night, and then that's like when it really clicked, and then we started hanging out more.
So fun. And so at what point was that in your trip? Like, how much longer did you have in Italy after making that
It
connection?
was towards the end. I'd say it was like week three.
Okay.
Yeah, that was pretty late.
It was like
And
week
then you
three. So
went
we
your
only
separate
got to
ways.
be friends in person for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. And now we
But
have to
it's good that
fucking
you're
fuck each other.
still in connection now. You obviously visit each
Exactly.
other. It's been what, like 3, 4 years? Two
2 years.
years. This summer is 2 years. Yeah, because 2022 was when we went. So this summer is 2 years. We also found out that our birthdays are a day apart. So Talia, I'm exactly a year older than her because her birthday is July 7th, 2020, not 2020, 2003. And so yeah, we both, it was like our last day in Italy was kind of like a joint birthday celebration. Like we were both celebrating our birthdays, which was cool.
Cute.
So yeah.
Nice. That's a fun story. I haven't heard that. That's actually
Yeah.
really funny,
I
the
think that's
whole
unique. I think
meeting.
that's the most unique meeting story I have with any of my friends,
Yeah,
for sure.
definitely. You just
Yeah.
tend to have like good meeting people stories, because even the two of us, it's not like traditional. We saw each other in
That's
classes, whatever.
true.
It was still kind of different, but
Clearly, I'm the factor. I'm the
exactly.
determining
You like
factor.
finding people out, or what is it? I don't know, but it
Yeah.
works.
I don't know. Yeah.
And so I want to hear all about your trip. I heard little tidbits here and there, but you were here for like 3 days, 4 days?
Five. I think total
Five.
five,
That's
beginning
a
to
good
end.
amount of
Yeah.
time. Yeah.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah.
Nice.
Which is what we usually do. We usually do like five. It's
Yeah,
quite a
well,
bit.
it was my reading break, so I flew out after I went to visit my family in Edmonton, and it was so nice. Like, it's
Yeah.
so nice and warm there. It really felt like I was on vacation. Yeah, really nice to see Acacia again and meet all her friends.
We spent
Yeah.
a lot of time out at the pool, and then we saw Michael like every day pretty much, which was funny. So she got here Wednesday night, and so we ended up going to, we were gonna go to Four Peaks, but Four Peaks closed early, so we went to Petal House on Mill, and
How is
just
it? I've
it
seen all
was
the ads
good.
for
It was
it.
good. Very
Yeah.
good food. We had the pretzel that was amazing, and then
With the beer
Talia is
cheese.
a with beer cheese. It was very good.
There you
Talia's a big
go.
beer person. So I
I
was
did
like,
not
we're gonna try and get her as much beer as possible, despite her being underage. And so we just ordered beers and like passed them to her, obviously at Petal
Nice.
House. And so we did that Wednesday night with Michael and his roommates. And then Thursday she came to class with me, went downtown, and then there was pub night. And it was World Food Day, coincidentally. So people had submitted recipes for like their favorite cultural dishes. And unsurprisingly, half of them were Indian. And because, you
You
know,
gotta represent, you know.
well, yeah, the population at ASU is so big that like they're our biggest
Also, but
international
also the
population.
food, you have a lot to choose from too. It's good
That's
food
true.
and a big population, so
Yeah.
you're bound
So
to
we
find.
had, there was five different dishes, and I think three were Indian, then there was like a Malaysian and a Hawaiian one. Actually,
Interesting.
no, two Indian, one Malaysian, one Hawaiian, and one Danish. So that was the five. But yeah, so that was good. So we got to hang out, have drinks there, and it was National Margarita Day. So
Oh, yeah.
we had margaritas during the day and then at night too. Shout out to
Nice.
Keith. He made some amazing concoctions. Those were fantastic.
So
Did
fun.
you try dabble in different flavors of margaritas, or you just want classics? He made
Yeah.
special ones. So there was a pear and something, pear and pineapple pear one, and then a orange. What was the second one, Talia?
One of them was spicy.
Yeah, it was like
Oh,
spicy orange. It was like spicy orange, and it was
interesting.
good. And that one actually wasn't spicy. The one he made later was like actually spicy, I feel like.
Yeah, that was so
Yeah.
good.
We just said surprise us like twice, and so we got like other fun ones that he just
So,
concocted.
yeah,
Is
he did not
Keith the
disappoint.
bar? Sorry, is
Yes.
Keith the bartender at the pub night? Yes.
Okay.
At the pub. He's always there.
Got it.
Yeah.
Which
So,
I still have to go to. We still
yeah.
have to make that a
You still have to
thing.
come. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any Thursday, not tonight, but
Not
any other
tonight.
Thursday after break, you can definitely come. It's a good time. I've been bringing people slowly. And then Friday, we just spent at the pool, like pretty much all day at the pool. It was very
It's been
nice.
really nice outside. It's like
Yeah.
perfect out there.
It was very good. So we did that until I had rehearsal for basketball band. So we did that, and then we had another failed attempt at Buffalo Chip, tragically,
Oh no.
because Talia's not 21, and so you can only
Yeah.
go there until 10. And so we were supposed to leave at 8. The boys were
Oh.
late, so of course we left at 8:15, but then we still got there at like 9. So first of all, we went to Cornish Pastico with Tyler and his friends for dinner,
Okay.
and then Brendan and Michael met us to go to Buffalo Chip. And she knows Brendan because Brendan went on the Italy trip with us. Like, that's
Oh,
how I
that's
know
right.
Brendan. And that's
Yeah.
how I know Italy Michael. Italy Michael is
Right.
in Ecuador right now, so he couldn't make
He's
it.
not
So
here.
Brendan, yeah,
This
Brendan was the only person we saw from the group,
is the
really.
lore for everyone listening. These are how all
Exactly.
the connections are made.
Exactly. So we had to reconnect because Brendan got mad that they didn't see each other last time. But
Oh,
also,
makes sense.
yeah, it didn't work. So this time I texted him and made the plans. And it
How was
worked
it seeing him
out.
again, Talia? Was it like, did you talk to him much on the trip, or you didn't know him too much? No, like we hung out a good amount, but yeah, it wasn't weird seeing him at all. Like,
That's
Chen
good.
didn't
I feel
really
like study
felt like a
abroad
stingy beard.
connections, you can just like reconnect so fast. You don't have to be talking for the entire time you don't see each other. Like, it's
Yeah,
a good kind of
exactly. Yeah, we
connection.
haven't talked too much over the 2 years, but yeah, it didn't really, it hadn't. Did not feel like it's been 2 years. It was
Nice.
just back to it.
Okay,
Yeah,
so
it's
you
crazy.
got to Buffalo We
Chip, so
got to
it's more
Buffalo
on
Chip,
nine.
and there was the longest line I have ever seen in my whole life. Like, it was an hour wait to get in. And so then
Yikes.
we're waiting, we're like seeing how fast it's moving. It's barely moving. And finally, the lady comes through. She's like, if you're not 21, you're not going to make it in before 10. And so I would just like, just so you know. And so we just ended up leaving.
Oh,
And
such a
went
bummer.
back to Michael's apartment and just
So you had
drank
to drive all
there.
the way back?
Yeah, of course.
Oh
That's how it
no.
goes.
Oh, that
So,
sucks.
yeah, that sucked. And so, but we just drank at Michael's apartment and just chilled, and that was nice. And then Saturday, we made the trek up to Barizona, which is in
Yeah.
Williams, which is 30 minutes west of Flagstaff. And that was a nice little drive. We saw the Alberta license plate, which was crazy. Barizona was very cool. I know, Talia, you want to talk about Barizona?
Yeah, it was really cool. It was like a drive-through kind of outdoor zoo, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was really cool. There were so many animals, and they were all out and about, and What so
other
many
animals?
bears.
More than bears. What else did
Yeah.
you see?
There were mountain goats, there were deer, there were caribou,
Oh. Bison,
bison.
bighorn
Is there like
sheep.
a gate you have to go through to get inside the area? Like, how do they keep all the animals there?
Each section has a gate that you drive through. And then Tally actually explained to me this to me. I didn't think about it. What's it called? A cattle something?
Oh.
Yeah,
Like a cattle
Cattle
grate or
guard,
something.
I
I don't know
think. A
exactly what it's
cattle
called.
grate. Yeah, exactly. So
Yeah.
that they won't walk over it. And so you drive over that. And but the yeah, each section has like a fence, whatever. And you get to
Very
have your
cute.
windows down for all the sections except the wolves and the bears, which is
Oh,
cool.
crazy.
Yeah.
Huh. That's
Yeah.
pretty cool.
And
That
then there
they
was a zoo, an actual like zoo kind of portion too. So there was the drive-through and then the walk-through portion.
That's nice. Are they open all year round? Or is it like, when do bears hibernate?
I feel like they don't hibernate in Flagstaff because it's not cold enough.
Oh,
Yeah,
interesting.
they don't
Okay.
hibernate because it doesn't get cold enough. The one thing that was hibernating was a frog in the zoo. There was a frog. And actually, Tali told me they just freeze in the water.
They like turned into an ice cube. Pretty much, yeah. Like, because the pond they're in was frozen solid, so they
Yeah.
kind of go into their own version of
Oh.
hibernation in the ice, and then, in the spring,
That's
they
so
thaw and
crazy.
just.
You know,
Yeah,
hibernation's always
dogs.
seemed like such a nice concept. I wouldn't mind just falling asleep for 3 months straight. I feel so good after that. But not in ice. That doesn't sound very comfortable.
Would really feel refreshed though. Because they
Right.
don't do it because they're tired. They do it because there's
I
no food.
know. Oh, so how long did you guys spend there? Was it like a whole day?
2 hours, 2 or 3 hours.
That's a good
They had cool birds. They had otters that were really cool. We saw
one.
some bobcats, some lynx. That was really cool.
Jaguars.
Jaguar. We saw jaguar. That was the coolest one. That's like their like big exotic animal they had there. I don't know why a jaguar is in Arizona. Bizarre. But they had one, so that was cool. And then we were gonna get lunch in Flagstaff, but they had corn dogs in Arizona, and I
Nice.
was like, I need
Oh,
a corn dog.
duh, they
So
have to.
exactly. And so we had corn dog, and we had churros. Italia was very excited to try a real churro because she'd only had churros like once, and they weren't obviously super authentic because it was
So,
in
what'd you
Canada.
think?
It was so good. No, I'm gonna have to come back just for the
That's funny. I'm sure Arizona didn't have the most authentic churros either, but
but
they're good
better. But
nonetheless. Yeah,
better.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And then
Yeah.
we did still go to Flagstaff just to grab coffee on our way home, and we walked around downtown Flagstaff for like 20 minutes because it's really small, so there was not much
Yeah.
to see. And so we just did that. And it was
How
really
cold was
cute.
it?
Not bad.
Yeah. Not snowing or anything, right?
There was snow on the ground, but it wasn't snowy.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
Cool.
Talia was like, "This is summer, man, you know."
Was gonna ask, what's the weather like where you're at right now? How bad is
Right now, it's been pretty nice because I'm just in Victoria and it doesn't get too cold here. I was snowing like yesterday and the day before, but barely anything. In Edmonton, where I was before, though, like I just missed a blizzard there, so not disappointed about
Yeah,
that.
you escaped the blizzard to come to the sun. You did it
Exactly.
the best way.
I was
Your
standing in
first
the
text to
family
me when
group.
you got back, though, was that you had to scrape ice off your car.
Yeah, I
Oh,
did. Yeah,
horrible. Less than
got off the
ideal.
plane. Yeah.
Less than ideal for sure.
Okay, it
Yeah.
wasn't too much, just like a thin layer. My car still started, so
That's
it
good.
was.
That was Saturday. So yeah. Oh, so Saturday was not over. So after we drove 5 hours total, because it was 2.5 hours up, 2.5 hours back, we went to a basketball game, and it
Wow,
was
long
against
day.
number one in the Pac-12, Washington State, and we won. Crazy.
Yay.
We
Yeah, you got
won.
to see a ASU victory.
I know. And it was an exciting game. Brendan and Michael came to keep Talia company since I had to
Yay.
play. So they were over there, and that was a good time. And then we just came home and made dinner and watched Call Me by Your Name and went to bed.
Oh, that's a crazy movie.
It
I
is
watched
not a
like
crazy movie.
there's a couple scenes in that movie that are a little crazy. One scene that I'm sure you're thinking of.
The peach scene.
Scene. So
Yeah.
weird.
That
That's
okay,
the
yeah,
new scene
that's
I've
the thing I
heard about.
remember. Yeah, that's the weird thing. Other than that, I think it's a great romantic movie.
Sure. And so that was, what's that, Friday,
That was
Saturday?
Saturday. And then
Saturday.
Sunday, again, we just spent all day at the pool. And when I got In-N-Out for Talia, because she had
Oh,
never had
yes.
it, she also got to try Chick-fil-A. So when we went downtown on Thursday, she had Chick-fil-A for the first time. What'd you think of Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, reviews.
It was really good, and I have been craving fried chicken since I got back now.
America will do that to you.
And
What did
yeah,
you
in and
get from
out.
Chick-fil-A? Was it like the nuggets or spicy chicken?
I got the spicy chicken burger.
I
Yeah,
recommend
it
that.
was
It's
really
good.
good. And then I tried the fries too, and the Chick-fil-A sauce. So
Classic.
good. Yeah, and then in and out, I got the animal style burger.
Double double.
So good.
Yeah, it was really good. And I got the hat too.
Yes.
Love it. Complete
And
the
then we
whole
ate it by the
picture.
pool.
Yeah, we ate it by the pool, and then we had ice cream out there. It was very nice. We got Voodoo Donuts. That's the other thing. On Saturday night, we stopped by Voodoo Donuts and got some donuts, and
Which
that was
ones did
really
you
good.
get?
I got the seasonal one that's like the lemon voodoo ones, like lemon blueberry or something. That was really good. And then I got a peanut butter one. It was like PBC. I guess that's their seasonal one right now, their flavor of the month. And then a canola, which was only okay.
I
Yeah,
think
and
I've had, I think,
I
Okay, yeah.
Sorry. I got maple bacon, and then I got the voodoo doll one, and then what was the name of the other one? It was like
Dirty
old,
Bastard.
creepy
It was
something. I
Dirty
don't know.
Bastard.
Yes, Dirty Bastard.
Oh,
Yeah.
it was like Oreo and
Yeah.
peanut butter.
Yeah, it was
Huh,
really
nice.
good.
I think I've only had it once, but my review was that it was just like too much. It was too dense. It was too much whatever they had on top of it. So I didn't love it. But those flavors sound really good.
I wonder what you got that made you
Yeah, I
do
have
that.
no
I
idea.
feel like if you got a chocolate one, some of their chocolate ones are very dense, especially their ones that are like gluten-free that are made with like not regular flour, and so they don't rise, so they're not fluffy. So if you had one of
Yeah.
those, then
And it
that's
was like
probably.
at just a free event. Like Barrett caters from them all the time. So I'm sure they had been sitting out for a while. They weren't like the freshest.
Yeah,
You could do a
probably.
free experience.
Yeah, Avantika's favorite restaurant is In-N-Out. So that was,
I'm
so
very
I was
proud
like,
that you went.
exactly. We missed that last time. I think that was on the docket last year, and then we just didn't
Yeah.
make it there. But yeah, it was, we were driving through the drive-thru and I saw the hats in the window, and I was like, we got to get one of those hats for Italia.
That's so funny. Did
Yeah,
you have
let's,
to ask them for it? Like you request one of the hats?
yeah, because
Yeah.
they don't just give them out, you know, you kind of have to ask.
Right. Yeah, that's funny. I took my sister there for her birthday for lunch, and then for dinner we went to a nicer place. But I was like, you know, I really want In-N-Out, so we're gonna use your birthday as an excuse for both of us to get In-N-Out.
There you
I'll find
go.
any excuse.
I will go with you because now that I've had it, I like, and it's weird, I don't crave it, but now that was so good that I want it again, low key.
Did you get like the lettuce burger or just normal?
No, I got normal, especially
Okay.
for a double double. I was like, lettuce can't hold that.
Yeah,
I was
no,
like, lettuce
you
is not gonna be able to
struggle.
hold that. So I just sucked it up and ate the bun, and it didn't upset my stomach. I was
That's
okay.
good.
Yeah, I actually walked by Anoushka yesterday.
Oh, funny. Yeah.
Random, just on campus.
You guys are in the same area. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, Talia, overall review of your trip, highlights, what was your favorite thing we did?
It was so great. Definitely going to come back whenever I can. Highlights. Oh, there were so many. It was also fun. Like, we packed so much into 5 days.
A true Acacia planned trip. Exactly.
Exactly. No, I didn't have to worry about anything. It was like, we're doing this, this, and this today. I'm like, great.
Perfect.
Highlights. I mean, definitely just being out in the sun by the pool.
I was
Now we
gonna
have.
say, you probably only get a couple months to swim, if that. You guys have outdoor pools there, or?
We do, but they're not super common, like only in certain parts of the country. But in Victoria, it doesn't really get that warm, except for in like the summer, summer.
Yeah.
But we got the ocean here, so don't really need an
Nice.
outdoor pool.
True.
Yeah, so that was nice. Like, outdoor pool in February, amazing.
She
Not
got a
even
little
really.
tan.
I did,
Oh,
yeah. I think I
that's
have
good.
like a tan line if you look really, really
Took
close
a little
in like some
souvenir
really
back
bright
with
light.
you.
Yeah.
Only souvenir because she didn't buy anything. Her only, she's like, they give us free stickers at Barizona. And that, I feel like that was your only souvenir because you didn't buy anything else.
The In-N-Out hat, of course.
Yeah, the
Most
In-N-Out
important
hat.
one.
And then I got my free ASU Starbucks cup. Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. At
Free. At the World Food Night, the ASU like
Oh.
hospitality and catering was there, and so they were giving out the cups and stuff. I also forgot, we went to Four Peaks on Sunday with Michael and one of his
You told
roommates.
us.
No, we went to Petal House the first night, and then went to Four
Oh.
Peaks at the end on
I
Sunday
see.
because she left Sunday night. So we did pool all day Sunday, and then afternoon Petal House, and then went home to my dad's house and had dinner there, and then I took her to the airport. But
Yes.
Petal House, actually Four Peaks, we have a good story, and I'll let Talia say that because I keep telling the story. So you tell the story of Four Peaks.
IDs.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So, we just like walked in past the bouncer or whatever, because Michael and his roommate were already there. But he comes running after us and
Oh, the
asks for
bouncer
IDs.
does?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Maybe before, mind you, I go all the time, and even
Yeah.
though I am 21, they've never
You just
carded
walk
me. I just
past,
walk in.
right?
Now, granted, this is at night, so maybe they care less, but this was like middle of the day.
Yeah. So he comes running over and asks for IDs, and Acacia hands hers over first, and he's like squinting at it. And I didn't realize, but like he kept it. And then I hand him mine, which is my Alberta ID that says I'm 20. Like, it's not a fake or anything. And he looks at it just quickly and hands it back to me. And he says, "Okay, wait right here. I'll be right back." And he leaves. And I thought he was going to, like, get a marker for my hands or something. But I realized he took acacias to scan it because he thought it was fake.
He thought Acacia's was fake. That's
Yeah, which
Acacia's
is
was fake
ironic.
and didn't even look at mine. I
Wow. He must have seen
think
like the Alberta or being different. He was like, oh,
yeah.
I'm guessing he didn't know where to look for the date. So he was just embarrassed to look at it for too long.
It's
So
kind of big though. Like it's kind of big on like the middle bottom.
so
Like,
yeah, it's the biggest numbers on there. So
yeah.
I don't
He just
know.
got flustered and gave it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. But to be fair, the 2003 babies are starting to turn 21. So
True.
like if he was just saw the year and thought, okay, we're fine.
Yeah.
Because ours says under 21 until this date.
Until,
Theirs doesn't say that. So
right. Well,
it
mine
like
says under 18 until
exactly, which isn't the
Alberta.
problem.
So
So
yeah.
he must have just assumed. And so he took yours back. I'm sure it came back fine.
Yeah. But I think he was also more suspicious of me because I was the one who like kind of charged past him. Like I like
Oh.
sped past him. Like I kind of followed people in and then like went around them. And then he
Yeah.
caught up to us, which was crazy. We could have got
They
like
never
it was.
run after you.
I
Yeah.
know that was kind of wild. And Michael's just like watching this happen because we were almost to the table. But the good thing is after you get in, they don't card you. So then Tally got to order all the
Yeah.
beer she wanted, which was good. She
Nice.
got a flight and got to try everything and it was good.
Solid.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite beers or anything that you don't get at home?
I mean, it's like the same styles, but it's different at every brewery. But I think my favorite was the AZ Hazy IPA. That was really good. And then I tried, what was it, the Serious Black?
Serious Black, this was like really strong, like stout, I think.
Yeah, it was a Russian stout. It was
Yeah.
really good.
I didn't like it because it's gross. Tastes gross to me. But we had
Yeah.
that one, and then we also had Vine. It was like, what was it? Grape and Grain. So that was like wine mixed with beer.
Yeah, it was
And
a
that was pretty
brewery wine
good.
hybrid. Yeah, it was good.
Interesting. Yeah, I've never heard of that before. Sounds like just a yummier beer almost, like a more flavored beer, sweeter beer maybe.
It wasn't sweeter, but it was more flavorful. It kind of tasted like red wine with some
Yeah.
beer in there.
Okay. That checks
Yeah.
out. How was the food there?
We got poutine.
We did.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
Good stuff.
it was interesting.
We got green chili poutine with pork. And because I was like, well, we have to try American poutine if we're
Yeah.
here. And I thought it was really good. I've really enjoyed it, but I also enjoy like most food when I'm drunk. So it was like especially good.
Nice.
Yeah. No, poutine hits different when you're drunk. It's so good.
Exactly. Apparently, they have it at McDonald's in Canada.
They
Oh,
do.
it's like
It's,
so commercial. Like they have
yeah.
it everywhere.
Yeah, all over Canada, an old McDonald's.
What's the other thing you said they have? You're like, there's something else that's different that you guys have. It's like poutine and something else. I think so. You said my like two drunk things. Like when I'm drunk, I either get poutine from McDonald's or
Oh, just pizza.
pizza.
From McDonald's or just pizza place?
Just a pizza place.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say
Or
McDonald's have
with
really stepped
donuts.
it up there. We don't get pizza here.
Yeah. I think there's something else though. There's something else that they have that's different.
I'm sure every McDonald's everywhere has something different.
What's McDonald's in India?
It's interesting. So they don't have beef at all because like no one
Yeah.
eats beef there. And then they have potato
Is there
patties.
like curry or like rice and like a
No
thing?
curry from what I remember, but they have like potato patties and then they just like put Indian dishes in there. So there's a thing
Yeah.
called like aloo vada, which is like kind of a patty made out of potato again, lots of potato. And then they also have like different wraps with just like onions and tomatoes and Indian
Oh.
spices. It's very Indian.
Is there like chicken burgers or anything
Yes,
like
lots of
that?
chicken stuff. Yeah. But it's good. It's flavorful.
You're telling me there isn't McDonald's butter chicken?
I don't know. I'd have to look into that one.
That would be
I feel
fun.
like butter chicken doesn't count as fast food. Like you have to
I
sit
guess you
down
have to
and like
cook
take your
it.
time with it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Anyway, it was a good trip.
Yeah,
We
sounds
were
fun.
talking about right before we hit record that I now think my money that was supposed to be spent on my internship this summer is not going to be spent on that. And so I can go to Montreal for sure in like August. When are you going?
I'm there May to the end of August.
May to
Where are
the end
you
of August.
going? I have an internship out there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice. A little summer reunion.
Yeah, and I
Yes.
mean, it kind of has like Europe vibes because you have
Exactly.
cobblestone
I've heard.
streets and the old buildings, so you can get your fill there.
I can speak French.
Yeah, eat real
There you
poutine.
go.
Eat real poutine. Yeah, although my ears are going to be bleeding because it's Canadian French is gross, but it's fine.
Excuse me.
It's just sounds like it sounds like speaking French with a southern accent. Like it's twangy. It's
So funny.
twangy. It's so bizarre. It's so
Oh,
bizarre.
in The Bachelor, did you hear they were all speaking French? Because
Yeah.
they were in Quebec, or where were they?
In Quebec, yeah. They were in Montreal. They were in Montreal in that,
That
yeah.
makes sense.
Well, they were jokingly speaking French. Like no
Right.
one actually like even Jesse's French was
Jesse.
mi like mid.
Gotcha. Did it sound like he had a southern accent?
Well, he just sounded like white. I don't think he's from Quebec. I think he's from like Ontario, so like a neighboring province. So
I
he just
see.
learned it in school
Got
because
it.
he didn't have like an actual accent kind of thing going on. So
Interesting.
yeah, it
Okay.
was
Well,
goofy.
yeah.
Yeah.
So we always end our episodes with the song of the week. So if there's a song
Yes.
that, well, how you're technically supposed to do it is if there's a song you've been repeating to, if there's a song you've been listening to on repeat for this week. I don't do that. I just pick a song that's like resonated with me at one instance of the week because I don't listen to music that much. And so I actually don't have my song yet. Someone else should go first.
I have mine. I think I don't. I'm trying to think. I think I definitely said Luna for my last one because that I've been on for a couple weeks. But my new one is Morfina by Prince Royce, and it's not. Maybe I said that someone else. It's not. What is it? I don't know. Talia, what's yours?
One I've heard a lot this week. I haven't been playing it personally, but I've been hearing it like on a loop would be Training Season by Dua Lipa.
Yes, we listened to that a decent amount of times in the car and then at Michael's because Michael's a big Dua Lipa fan.
That's
My
true. Yeah.
song is Prince Royce with featuring Paloma Mami. That's the girl that's on it. Yeah. Ivanka.
My song is called The Maybe Man by AJR. They're a band of three brothers. They were actually the first concert I went to. And so
Yes. That's
that was
crazy that
fun.
you didn't go to a concert till you were like 21.
Literally, yeah, or 20, however old I was. And so they just recently, like sometime last year, they released this album. So I've been listening to it. Pretty good. Their lyrics are always nice. It's
What's it
very
called?
clever. The Maybe Man. I think that's the name of the song too. That's the name of the album and the song.
Yes.
Maybe Man. Yeah.
Very nice, very nice. Well, Talia, thank you for being on the podcast finally and joining us. I feel like I like talked way more than you did, but it
That's
happens.
okay. We
Thank
got
you
the
for having
stories.
me.
Yeah, we got some stories from you, some stories from her. It was nice to meet you again, slash for the first time, because I still don't really know.
Yeah, nice
But
to meet you too. It's nice
yeah,
when you
this
put
was
a
great.
face
It
and
was
a
nice to
voice to
hear
a
about your
name.
trip.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, well, we will talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Staccato. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us some stars and a review telling us what you think.